everybody, this is Chatting with George Noonan, my first episode. I have a dear friend of mine, her name's Shannon O'Neill, with me sitting in. She'll be a frequent guest, but I got to be honest with you, she walked in here and she smelled like horses. What is up with that? Why do you smell like a horse?
Listen, my new job, I'm not doing horses every day after work. I'm doing them only one day a week.
What do you mean you're doing horses? That sounds like a
porno. Well, I go and feed them every day, but now I'm only doing their paddocks once a week, which are outside, so this is not animal abuse.
What's a paddocks?
Paddock is like one of their big enclosures, a fenced-in area, and they're on like about an acre, so they do okay.
Do you own the horses? Do you work for them?
Or like,
You have two horses?
Two.
Really? What are their names?
Mia and Summer.
Okay.
Do you really want to know their show names?
I do.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Champagne and Caviar.
Oh.
And ready?
Welcome to the stage.
I'm a Special Lover.
Oh, well. Oh, that's not bad, too. I'm a Special Lover.
Yeah. Well, when you're teaching little kids like riding lessons and they go to a show and then like everybody turns around to hear, I'm a Special Lover.
They must be excited.
It was horrible.
Champagne and Caviar, huh?
Champagne and Caviar.
So they have stripper names, basically.
Yeah. And then even at that, Mia and Summer.
Yeah, well.
Now starring.
Yeah, right. special preview.
Special preview.
So this summer was different than any other summer. Do you get to spend time with the horses like you always do, or is this different for you?
There's no COVID, you know, restrictions at my barn because I'm at a private barn. It's like a place where I house it and everything like that all the time. So I haven't had any restrictions. For the bigger facilities and things like that, they've had no lessons. There's no shows. Owners of horses haven't even been able to go to a barn to even see their horses. They wow. just got that restriction lifted May 25th.
Wow. Now, do you ride? I'm ignorant to the horse game, so do you get to
the
ride?
The horse game.
Yeah, for lack of a better term. But do you ride them, or do you just are they just strictly show horses?
They were strictly show horses up until like 3 years ago. And then I just kind of wanted to get out of the whole game. I could kind of see where the trend was going. Kids now are like, so I can come and ride the horse, but I don't have to do anything else. Or I have soccer the next day. Can you not make me ride so hard? But I can still ride in the show.
Really?
Swear to God.
Wow.
Swear to God. Parents would call and be like, they have a sleepover coming. So if it's possible, can she not ride tomorrow? And I'll pay the cancellation fee, but I really want her to show on Sunday, okay?
So you'd say, sure, Karen, no problem.
It's just it's a different type of group of kids than when we were growing up. We wanted to be at the barn all the time. We hung with our friends. We rode our horses. We didn't care if we cleaned stalls.
Sure.
Paddocks.
Paddocks. Oh, I know what they are.
Paddocks. Or, you know, it didn't matter. We were just happy to be there. It's a totally different breed of kids.
You either love the horses or you don't, right?
Yeah. And it's just, you don't see as many of those horse crazy kids anymore.
No, I've seen, there's movies about like Best in Shows about the dogs and the wacky lives they lead. Is that true for horses as well?
It's worse than dog people.
Really?
Swear to God.
Wow.
There's like a whole political structure.
That's unbelievable.
And it's who has this horse, and if this person has that trainer, and if this person did this, and like, it's just a gossipy, cutthroat world.
Sounds like everything I've ever belonged to in my whole entire life.
It's worse.
It's worse.
It's so much worse. You won't believe the stuff that happens at these places.
Like what? Give me something great.
Okay.
Leave the names out for anonymity.
This is a true story.
Anonymity.
So we'll just say this particular group of horses that show up, they cause such a shit show.
Yeah.
They're out of control. And of course, then they send them in with like 16 other kids in the ring. And they're two kids like white knuckled, death grip, crying, going around the ring. These two horses are completely out of fucking control.
Nice.
So perhaps I might have sat on the rail.
Perhaps.
Perhaps I might have been on the rail and I might have said, what the fuck? This is a shit show.
Wow.
Because my kids were in there on my horses.
Yeah.
So I finally told my kids, pull up in the middle. I'm like, I don't even want you anymore, like even in that ring.
Now, when you say your kids, I don't mean to cut you off, but your kids, you're meaning your students, your
my
pupils,
students. Yep.
Whatever.
Okay. Yep, my students. And then this person next to me, which I did not know, happened to be the owner of the horse.
Oh, really?
And so she said something to me, and I'm just like, listen, you don't belong here. You shouldn't be here. Your horses don't belong here.
Wow.
Perhaps you should school your horses at home. And
like now, like COVID, school them at home.
School them at home.
You were ahead of your time, Shannon.
I'm way ahead. So then she came up to me and rammed one of my other students with her horse.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
She took it out on the kid?
She took it out on one of my kids.
Wow.
Yep. So, yeah.
Did you guys like get? I'm sure it was a little muddy. Did you get like whip up?
No, it was completely no.
The white
it's
feeders,
like,
get them the Jello.
No. This is wrestling? Like a Wednesday night horse show that they have all the time. Dusty, gross, hot, humid. It's like just dusk. So it ended up being a big group of people.
Wow.
And maybe I might have told her to take her trashy ass horses and leave.
Maybe not, but
no,
maybe.
It might have happened.
It might have happened. So it definitely happened.
But I definitely had a lot of people backing me up.
Okay.
So it wasn't like I just happened to say what everyone else wanted to say.
That's the way you are. You say what we're all thinking.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So to be clear, just for the people out there that are interested in this,
they're so interested in horse shows
there was
now.
No, there was no wrestling. There was no.
No, just a horse ramming a kid. That's it.
Ramming a kid.
Which, I mean, could be like a deadly weapon.
I think it is. I wouldn't want to get rammed by a horse, would you?
I have.
Have you been injured by a horse?
Yeah.
How? What's it like? You fall off or you.
Fall off, broken ribs.
Did you get kicked in the face?
No, in the leg. I probably wouldn't be around if I was kicked in the face.
No, I figured that. What is the equivalent pain-wise of getting kicked in the leg by a horse?
A broken bone. Like the pain.
Oh, okay.
Like that kind of pain.
Did it break you? Did it break
you? No, but it felt like it.
Wow.
It was horrible.
So what did you do to deserve that?
I was cleaning up a thoroughbred who has just come off the racetrack, and he was just not having so much social contact.
Really?
No,
so
he was
ahead of his time too.
Yep.
6 feet, please. Six feet. Stay away.
6 feet. Stay away. Wow.
So now the horse game is over for you. So you just clean, maintain.
Yes. They're my pets now.
And you own the horses. So
I own both of them.
Do you have any intention of selling them?
No.
Never?
No, they paid my bills. They help my daughter through college.
They write checks? They have hoofs though.
They work their asses off.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Lessons, horse shows.
Oh, so you can. Oh, that's what you're talking about. So you can get people. You can learn to ride. I think I've rode a horse maybe twice, and it was under supervision. Well, my aunt has a barn in Vermont, and I went up there, and I didn't fall off. So I guess that's half the battle, I believe.
It's a perfect setting. But family.
Yeah. I can't
nice area. Probably a nice day.
Yeah, it was a good day. It was a good day.
So you had like all everything going for
you. Everything was aces.
Yep.
But I can imagine, like, I didn't by any means run, like gallop at a high speed. I galloped a little bit, but it was nothing like, oh, this is living. You know what I mean? It wasn't like it was.
You had a pony ride. I had a glorified pony ride.
Basically, I had a glorified pony ride.
You had an adult glorified pony ride.
Well, I was semi-adult, but definitely not maturity-wise. But so you have lessons. How often do you give lessons? You must have taken a hit by now, but on a regular.
I don't anymore. I got, like I said, got out of the game.
Okay, so how are you paying the bills?
Well, I was bartending up until the whole COVID.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean, how are the horses making you the money?
They're not anymore. Oh, they're completely my babies.
I misunderstood. Okay.
Sorry.
That's no, okay.
They're my babies.
So now you're just feeding them and watching them grow old and fat.
Not fat. they're pleasantly plump.
The face was priceless, by the way.
I'm like, pleasantly plump.
Pleasantly plump. Okay, now you alluded to bartending. Does that... Oh, there's a story there.
I love bartending. I love the social aspect of it. I love a lot of my customers. I love it.
Yeah.
Just I think it depends on where you work.
Okay, so we won't mention the place. That's fine. We won't mention the place. Now, are you bartending currently?
No.
Okay, due to the virus.
Due to the virus. And right now, I don't think that is something that's even feasible for a lot of bartenders because you can't even get back onto the bar, quote unquote, the bar.
Yeah.
Until, I forget what it is now. I think it's the end of June.
Oh, wow.
So if you're going to have your bartender come in, it's probably going to be like a tip pool type thing.
Okay.
Not really sure how that's going to work.
Just a tip?
Just a tip.
Okay, well,
only
I heard you like
tip.
Working that way, but that's fine.
Absolutely.
Is there any other way, really? Do you plan on getting... Are you going back to this place?
No.
All right. Do you plan on going to any other place?
I think maybe once things settles down and things are a little more realistic,
mm-hmm.
as far as the amount of people, the capacity, and things like that, and it's not... You're not huffing your way out in a parking lot.
Understood.
I'm like, maybe next year, maybe when functions come back. I like functions.
You like functions. Okay.
Yes.
Is that where the money is?
Easy breezy.
Really? What's easier about, I guess it's not
you
the
get
constant
in the, you,
line.
You get in there, you know, they come at a certain time. They leave at a certain time. Your cleanup is at a certain time. Like if you're working a regular shift on a bar, like you could have a really slow night and it's like, all right. And then you could have a really long night.
All right.
So I like the time constraints of a function.
Okay, so you're not concerned about you want the consistent money in the scheduled times versus the I could make $400 tonight or I could make $40 tonight.
Right. Like it's the craziest things that like have people come into dinner or make them not go out to dinner. Weather. We're not like where I worked was not anywhere near the water. So our summers were very different than say something down in Plymouth.
Okay.
You know, whereas Plymouth.
Yeah. Everyone wants to go by the water. Sure.
Right. You know, and things like that. So we're not what there's a squirrel. Sorry.
Yeah. That'll squirrel. Happen. That's called, squirrel. It's called life. That's squirrel. That's the perfect Shannon right there. I'm like squirrel. That's
I'm like, woo.
All jokes aside, that's typical Shannon. Like that's not, you know, the phrase look squirrel when you describe
no,
somebody.
No, it's me.
That you literally just did that.
I know. I know.
All right. Well, I was like, what are you looking at? Like, right? This is life.
I was like leaning over.
Yeah. Don't fall down to look at the squirrel. He's not going to help you get up. And I probably wouldn't either, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. So back to restaurants.
Sure. Or,
do we have something better to talk about?
We do.
Good. Because you know what? I'm a little bitter.
You are.
I am.
Wow. The restaurant business has hardened you, calloused you.
Well, I mean, restaurant business is never...
The bartending business.
Yeah, it was always something that was always profitable no matter what.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Even a recession, people still go out to eat, people still want to drink.
Yeah, they're making it work.
But COVID?
Yeah.
New ball game.
New, yeah. Especially if you're a bartender where people can't come in to sit down.
They can't.
In front of you.
And then you're going to have like 6 tables, 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? Yeah. In the parking lot?
Yeah, well, some people are.
I know. I mean, good for them. I'm like so happy to hear that some of the restaurants are doing that. I just, masks, heat, coming in the summer. Yeah, it's like, you're going to be looking at some.
It's humid today.
Soggy people.
It's hot as balls right now.
I don't want to say it's hot as balls. I mean, it was humid.
I will.
It was humid, but.
It's humid as balls.
It's humid as balls.
Humid, sweaty balls right there.
Sweat down the ass crack.
Well, no, yes. Not the swamp ass. I call it swamp ass. But I'll spare you the visual of the hot, humid, sweaty balls, but you can just trust me.
All right.
but that's how it's like. That's what it's like. So that's why people want to be in the water, because you get the cool breeze.
Well, it's the whole atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm down by the ocean. I'm going to have a nice little drink. I'm going to have some fish.
Right.
Look at me go.
Lobster rolls for everyone.
Right.
I'm one of those people, so.
What?
I'm one of those people, the lobster roll, but whatever. It's fine.
I don't do lobster rolls.
What do you do? You don't do anything.
No, that's not true. You
eat cauliflower. That's pretty much.
I love cauliflower.
Yeah, I know that's a problem. But what else do you eat?
Pizza,
made out of cauliflower.
No, I had pizza. Yeah. I had pizza last night.
I know. I was at Shannon's house.
I like crab.
You like crab?
I love crab, but not with mayonnaise.
Okay.
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm.
You just eat it raw, just boom.
No. I mean like crab, a little sweet crab, and you have like it over arugula.
That's a vegetable.
I like a vegetable.
That was my blue heaven, Steve Martin. Where's the arugula? It's a vegetable.
I like it. A little sea salt on it.
The sea salt is great.
I could eat that like on everything.
How do you prove that it's sea salt?
Want to hear the funniest story?
I always want to hear the funniest
story. Okay, so in my restaurant days.
You mean like last month?
No. This was actually like last year. This was, you know how people come, everybody has allergies. I have not allergies. So, you know, I have to be really careful. This one woman came in, and she, a frequent, you know, customer.
Sure.
She's always there. She comes, I ended up having to wait on her, and she comes up to me, and she goes, I'm allergic to sea salt because it has crustaceans in it.
What? Usually you'll hold the crab on the sea salt,
nope,
don't you?
It has crustaceans in it from the sea.
Is that?
And she's allergic to those. So I literally had to go get the chef.
But is that true? Is she right?
No, she's full of shit.
Okay.
People make up the craziest shit.
But why would she think that?
Well, she's been eating there for like years and just mentions it now, which everything has sea salt in it.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, all the good stuff, sure.
Yeah, like broth. I mean, anything you can think of. Like the chef literally went through like all kinds of things in the kitchen and was like, this sea salt and everything, she's going to be dead.
What?
She's right now.
But what? So she has a crustacean allergy, not a sea salt allergy. She thinks
because it comes from the sea.
So she's thinking that you're going to rub in a cup from the ocean and you're dissolving it. You're evaporating the water.
We cure our own
sea salt. 3 grains of
salt.
Yeah. Sprinkle that on there.
She's like, I will die.
Wow.
I'm like, lady, please do.
Please do us a favor.
Do us a favor.
Extra sea salt for you.
We're going to put extra in for you.
What's your favorite sea salt item? Do you have one?
Himalayan sea salt.
Yes. Do you ever have the pink? I was just going to say the pink Himalayan sea salt is fantastic.
It's the best.
I don't know how they do it, but it's amazing.
Do you really think it's pink or do you think it's dyed?
Well, I think it's crustacean, so I can't eat it.
It's the shrimp.
Yes, it's the shrimp. That's what it is. It's the shrimp shells.
It's the shrimp.
I wish I had thought of that earlier. It's the shrimp shells. Yeah, from the Himalayas, actually. They
the
ship them out.
Live
yeah,
in
yeah,
the Himalayas?
They do.
Near Everest?
You have to, it's rare. All the Sherpas, the nomads, they go up there and they trip this way, please. This is the pink Himalayan shrimp salt.
You need it pink.
But shrimp salt didn't sound good, so they said sea salt. See, that's
Himalayan. You got to get the Himalayan
shrimp salt. But they're like, absolutely. Himalayan.
And that's so a little it's pink from shrimp.
Yes.
World problem, salt.
Right? One problem at a time.
Sea salt.
Now, you shop at Shaw's only, I am told, but I'm getting to the fight, and it's not going to be funny right now
because
we beat it to death last night. But you didn't know how people found out about sales at the supermarket.
I have to explain myself.
You kind of do because.
So I was talking to your wife,
yes,
who was
yes.
super excited about blueberries being on sale.
Right, I know, which
very
is a problem
innocently
itself.
I said to her, how do you know?
Yeah, right, how would you
and
know
she's
this?
She's like, what? And I'm like, are you in a Facebook group or is like there a coupon thing that just like alerts you? Well, you have all those apps on your phone. I mean, that's serious.
Beep, blueberries.
Well, like you put in the things that you like and you check them off.
I love that you thought it was like a Facebook group. All right, couponers, today's special is...
Everything's like that now.
Well, yeah, but flyers have been around since, I don't know, the Pony Express, I think. That was the first thing they delivered was the Stop and Shop coupons, you know.
Well, I didn't know there were coupons.
Yeah, it's a little known fact there, Aunt Emmy. Yeah, coupons there, Stop and Shop.
Okay, one, I've never looked at a flyer in my life.
Obviously.
Two, I asked your wife if you had to sign up to get them.
Well, that I did not know. See, that's even funnier. Where can I sign up for this? Is there a sheet?
Did you email and ask to be put on their list for that?
It's those little boxes that you have to check at the end of all these.
But I've never looked at one. And like when you're...
You've never gotten junk mail and said, hey, what is this?
No, I've always put it in like aside because, you know, when I was growing up, we had a wood burning stove that got put in the pile immediately. Nobody ever looked at it.
Really?
Ever. I don't ever remember looking at it.
So that was firewood for you, basically.
Or like bottom of the cage for like chickens.
Oh, that's true.
Like baby chicks and stuff like that. Wow. But like, no, I didn't know.
I believe you. That's the funny part.
So
I believe
terrible
you.
Because,
well, better late than never.
I mean, I had to mention it to other people.
Yeah,
they're
see,
like, you're so stupid.
That's right.
How can this be? They let you out every day.
Yeah, how do you drove here. I'm scared.
I drove here
I'm
all
scared.
By
you drove here. You and I'm looking at your
in
truck.
A storm.
It's a bit in a storm.
Sheets of rain.
That's right. That's right.
I didn't even pull over.
No, well, why would you? You're not a Mary.
Well, I don't like commuting on the highway.
Good. Now I'm looking at your truck. It's a Chevrolet
Avalanche.
It's a fairly decent sized truck, and you are a slow driver.
Slow.
Why?
Shit.
But why? I have this. Okay, thing. Hold on. This is why I'm asking you. I'm not trying to make fun of you. Maybe you can solve a problem for me. I get behind big trucks, and they refuse to drive the speed limit. They refuse to drive even close to the speed limit. Why is it? Is that something you sign when you buy the truck? Listen, you must, if this is 35, you're doing no more than 25. Why is that? At least you don't have the big American flag sticking out from
the tailgate part? No.
But why drive? Do you save gas? There's got to be a reason because every truck does it for the most part.
Okay, so most people who have working trucks like mine, we usually have trailer hitches and we're so used to pulling a trailer. And there's a sign that goes on the front of your truck. As soon as you hook up your trailer, it says, pull the fuck out in front of me.
True.
So
true.
You just get, you're so defensive about it
because
you're used to carrying horses or whatever it is. You have equipment, all kinds of stuff. So you just kind of get used to going in the slow lane.
But if you've got a thing of horses behind you, I can understand that. Like, right. But you'll do that with that right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm committed.
You were 2 minutes away from here. It took you 35 minutes to get here.
It wasn't 2 minutes.
I know, I'm just kidding.
There was a rainstorm.
But you would say, I would think that once you take that trailer off, you just want to blow out the engine and just go nuts.
No.
And no,
I think the people on the expressway are terrible people.
No, they're not. They're people.
They are.
Places
no,
they
are.
Go.
There are. They're terrible. They can't stay in one lane. It's like pick your lane.
They're going
stay
around
there.
You.
Because I stay in my lane.
Which lane do you stay in?
Which one? Yes.
The right lane?
All the way over.
But although to the right, though.
Absolutely.
Right?
I'm not getting anybody's way.
But that's fair. I have no problem with that.
But other people get mad at me.
Well, they... But if you're in the right lane, that's where you're supposed to be slow. Like I wouldn't
exactly.
even, I would never even think to even make fun of you if you were not. In,
well, what if I'm trying to adjust what are you, even now.
Because it takes you so long to get home. You should be home by 11. You're home by 2 because you drive 5 miles an hour.
And then I go the back roads.
And well, so now you're behind, you're in front of.
Oh, yeah.
How many people pass you and swear at you and yell at you and stuff?
On the back roads?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Nobody does that?
No. Oh. I drive normal on the back roads.
Oh, normal?
Yeah, well, I'm not. I go maybe a little over the speed limit.
Oh, so that's fine. If the speed limit's 35 and you're going,
40?
30, yeah, 35, 40. There's no problem.
We're fine.
But when you're going 20, 25.
Oh, no,
35,
I don't do that on the back roads.
But that's what I'm talking about. On my way to work, I always get behind a truck that is just, for some reason, I don't know if they're working the next day and they're trying to be slow and take their time. But like, I'm working soon. There's another squirrel. You want to fall off your chair?
I don't see him.
There, he's coming to view. Oh. Yeah, there he is. Look at that, huh?
He's a skinny one.
he's got some work
he's
to do.
He's skinny.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to, I wanted to alert
you
to
get away from my truck. I know I got hay on there.
See? Is there hay in your truck?
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah, there is. Little crapper. Stay away.
Have you always had trucks? Or do you?
For most of my life, yeah. I like trucks. I had a Jeep for a while. I didn't like that.
What didn't you like about the Jeep? Was it like the Jeep, the Wrangler with a...
The Wrangler, four-door.
Epitome of the Jeep.
Well, because I was convinced that my passenger seat was always wet. And they're like, no, it's not. And I'm like, all right, put your face in that thing. I had it for a year and the passenger side seat would rock because it rusted.
It leaked?
It was a year old. Yeah.
And people told you were wrong.
Oh, I was wrong. They said, we sent it through the machine with all the water and everything like that. No, it didn't happen.
Did that guy really sound like that? We send it to the machine and all that.
Yeah. Sound like Bert.
Yeah.
The machine.
But that's just one Jeep, though. So you just said, screw it, I'm getting something.
Yeah. No, I just stick with trucks because that's what works. Hay, grain.
Oh, so you need a vehicle. That's right. So it's kind of your work vehicle.
Right.
I don't know if you said, where do you stable your horses?
Hanson. One of the H's.
You love the H places. I made the joke last night that, well, good because you'll be coming to Habington tomorrow. So that's good.
But it's really not an H.
Well, it is if you make it.
I don't like Holbrook, though.
Holbrook stinks.
I don't really... And it's an H.
Well, I call it Oldbrook, so that's why.
Oldbrook?
Oldbrook, yeah.
I like Hanson.
Hanson.
Hanover.
Of course you do.
What is Halifax.
Does it just work out that way, or are you like a freak?
No. It seems to be my jam.
Your jam is the H name city.
The H towns.
Yeah. Okay, well, H town. Isn't that something?
Totally new thing. Start a new trend. I'm making t-shirts.
I think it's out there. Well, yeah, that's what we can do. Well, you can have that one.
H-Town.
H-Town. I think
doesn't
that is something.
Doesn't matter which one.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But not Holbrook. No, we'll have that on the back.
Yeah, we'll have an asterisk. Not Holbrook.
Not Holbrook. No.
No, I don't
or Holyoke.
Holyoke. Have you been to Holyoke?
Yes, I went once.
Why?
Because I was at the Northampton Fair watching horse races, and Dickie Betts from the Allman Brothers was playing there, so I went to Holyoke.
Dickie Betts?
The Allman Brothers.
Well, is he Dickie Allman? Did he get married?
Well, he's part of the band.
He's just a member.
Yeah.
So it's like Van Halen and Michael Anthony. Too bad.
Who?
What? Not what? The who?
No, who? What?
Van Halen. They had a bassist named Michael Anthony. He was the only one, except for David Roth, was not Van Halen.
Is he still in the band with Sammy Hagar?
Well, Sammy took him away because they got rid of Sammy and they didn't need Michael Anthony because they had Wolfgang, Eddie's kid. So now they're truly a Van Halen.
Wait, is this like a new updated version of Van Halen?
Well, if you consider the year 2000 updated, I guess maybe.
Well, I mean, they're old.
We're all older. I mean.
I know.
This is a long way for that joke, by the way. That joke wasn't even funny to begin with, but now you just made it into like a thing. Now I look like an idiot. I can't take it back. I can't rewind. I just had to.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I apologize.
Right. Yeah, Sammy Hagar was the front man for Van Halen.
No, David Lee Roth was. Well, originally.
Then Sammy.
And then Sammy went.
And Sammy left.
And they did a song for Twister, the movie.
Yes, they did. That's right. That's right. So you know that, but you don't know those flyers from Stop and Shop. This doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I like celebrity gossip.
Okay. But then Gary Cherone from Extreme was the lead singer for a little while. I actually saw. Yeah. More than words.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I saw them in concert with Gary Cherone, and they were really, really good. Gary Cherone's a good singer.
Great Woods?
No, actually, it was the Boston Garden. It was when they first... This was a while ago.
They filled the Boston Garden?
Yeah, because... they were well, this was a while ago. This wasn't like Tuesday. I mean,
no.
But then they got David Lee Roth back, and then that didn't work out at all.
Hmm.
Actually, Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth did a tour together where they would switch opening and closing.
Did you go to that one?
No. Well, I was going to, but they canceled the tour in between, in the middle, because they couldn't get along.
Okay, I got it.
The rule's right there. Okay, it's Tuesday. You're opening. It's Thursday. I'm opening.
So who was getting pissy about it?
Probably
David Lee Roth.
Probably. Yeah. I watched Sammy's road show. He's really a cool guy. He's funny. It's on Access TV. He does a road show where he interviews people, and then he jams with them at the end. But he went to see the Extreme Boys, the Gary Cherone, and I forget the guitarist's name, but he was really cool too. And they talked a little bit about Van Halen, not much. They didn't want
probably to. Not much at all.
No, they have stories, but they didn't.
They can't tell.
They were nice. They were nice to
it's
them.
For the book.
Yes, it's for the book. It's for the book.
For the book that maybe no one's going to read.
I would read it in a heartbeat. The behind the scenes at Van Halen, he's a nut job. Valerie Bertinelli, first of all,
doesn't he not have a voice anymore or something like that?
He doesn't sing.
Okay. No, I know, but I think he's really sick.
He was sick. I think he had cancer.
Yeah, but I think he's like kind of like on his way out.
Well, I mean,
like,
oh, you're going to kill him off? You heard it?
No.
You heard Eddie Van Halen?
No. I heard it.
Well, we just said it. You heard that.
No, I heard it on a podcast.
On a podcast.
He was.
Which, are we going to name the source here? Or are we just going to?
Oh, it was AJ Benza's podcast.
Oh, okay. AJ Benza has a podcast. Wow, nice.
Love it.
Remember when he was on the Stern Show for a week and he slapped Gary Delabate?
Yep. And then he was on Mysteries and Scandals.
Yeah.
And then he, I don't know. I just, he cracks me up.
What does he talk about? Like everything? Does he ever talk about that Howard Stern incident?
He does.
Is he still bitter to this day?
No, not anymore.
I mean, he did slap him.
No, he's not really bitter anymore. He talks a lot about like what he's writing, a lot about everything that's going on.
Hold on a second. I don't think he slapped Gary Del. Who did he slap? Because I just said he slapped Gary Del Bate.
Stuttering John.
Thank you. I knew I was wrong when I said it.
Stuttering John.
Okay. Who doesn't want to slap Stuttering John? He's got a podcast.
Does he really?
Yeah.
How?
Well, same way I have one. You don't have to be a rocket scientist, obviously.
Yeah, I know, but who would want to listen?
I listened to one episode because he had... Oh, I forget the guest. I should. If I know we're going to go this far out left, I mean,
come on,
seriously,
George, you know me.
Yeah, right.
Squirrel.
There it is. I forget who it was, but I guess I was really interested in it, and I didn't like the show. I didn't like the. I listened to the first that episode.
Was it not interesting?
I just didn't really. I was never a big Stuttering John fan.
Well,
nothing against stutterers. I mean, we all stutter a little bit.
I sometimes have one, but not like him.
Right. Well, yeah, we don't call you Stuttering Shannon. Although, double S, that'd be pretty cool.
No, that would be horrible. Horrible.
Do you listen to... I listen to a lot of murder podcasts.
I listen to a lot of murder podcasts.
What's your favorite one? Because I was trying to forget... I remember what you mentioned it yesterday, and I forgot it last night. I was going to listen last night.
Well, my favorite is My Favorite Murder.
Yeah, The Girls. Yeah.
The Girls. Martinis and Murder is pretty good.
Martinis and Murder. That's the one that I was trying to remember, but
it's,
I couldn't.
It's pretty good. It's easy. It's to the point. The two, you know, hosts, shall we say. They play off each other really well. Always like a little bit of personal stories, but they have a lot of respect for the crime.
Do they now?
Do they
respect the murderer?
Well, they don't respect the murderer.
The murderer, not the murderer.
The murder. They respect the murder. Hmm. And Crime Junkie.
Crime Junkie. I think I've heard of that, but I never listened.
Did you listen to the cold one about Susan Powell?
When you say cold, what does that mean? Like
that's the name of the podcast.
It was in October. No.
That's the name of it.
The cold podcast. It's called
cold.
Just cold.
Cold.
No, it's easy enough to remember though. Maybe I will.
Really good.
My two favorite ones. They're two comedians. James Petronelli and Jimmy Wisman, they do Small Town Murder.
You mentioned that last night.
Yes, because those are and they do crime and sports. And for either one of these, you don't have to care about sports. You don't have to. They just did one on Corey Dillon. They've done all the wrestlers, Jake the Snake. They've done tons of boxers are the best ones because these guys get hit in the head all the time. So they do freaky things. Like they don't have to necessarily kill somebody, but they spend half their time and getting in trouble and just all this stuff. It's crazy. They did Scottie Pippen recently after the Dream Team thing.
Oh, did you watch that?
No. Well, the Dream Team?
The Last Dance with Jordan?
Yeah, that was one of the best documentaries.
Oh my God, I'm not even a huge basketball fan, but it was so good.
See? That's what I say to people. You don't have to like basketball.
No, that was really good. I felt bad for Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, he kind of
got screwed.
Well, Jordan had the final say on everything.
He got screwed.
Yeah.
Well. And I like seeing Dennis Rodman again.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just such an entertaining person.
Yeah,
I love him.
I didn't think I would learn anything. Not that I knew everything. I don't mean it like that. But I mean, like, I was like, how much can they have? I didn't know all the stuff they were filming. My favorite episode was the Dream Team when they show the practices with Magic and, I guess we don't, there's no spoilers, right?
I mean, this
happened in 1990 something. And
stop now.
Stop. Click. Spoiler alert. USA wins. Oops. The practices, though, were fantastic.
It was, the whole thing was just so
It
well
really
done.
Was. It was.
But do you know what the biggest thing that came out of that whole thing?
Dennis Rodman's worm?
No.
There's something bigger than that?
Bigger.
Whoa. Do tell.
So if you sat and watched Michael Jordan while he was sitting in that chair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone talked about how much was in his glass because the way they edited it. Like there'd be a full glass and then a little bit of the glass and a full glass. Like that became a huge topic.
I didn't even know that.
Did you know they didn't film at his house?
Yes. That was not his house, right?
They weren't at his house. It was at a neighbor's house.
Well,
he paid a neighbor.
I'm like, well, hey, if you're the neighbor, sure, why not? I thought you were going to say his eyes because he's got some kind of...
you notice that too? What is
with course.
That?
Well, that's the thing. He looks like he was drunk or hungover, but it wasn't.
Or like it's has a cirrhosis condition. Of the liver.
Yeah, but for the eyes.
Right, but doesn't that happen?
Yeah, no, it does. That's the thing.
Right, jaundice.
I forget what the word was, but it was...
Squirrel.
It is... but it is something. Like, that's a condition. Like, so it's not like he was, you know, hey, dude, you need some Visine. It wasn't like that. It was... That's just what it is.
Nope, the biggest thing was how much alcohol was in the glass.
I never noticed.
Yeah, there's a big thing about it.
Oh, I had no idea.
You gotta, like, watch it, and then you'll be like... They'll, like, edit it, like, you know, it'll be in the next scene, and there's this much, and then he'll have another full glass, and
Yeah.
And I never knew he was that big of a gambler.
Oh, really?
No, I wasn't a basketball person.
Oh, that's right.
You know
you
what I mean?
That, yeah.
It was I Like Mike, you know? Woo, Wheeze.
Yep, Wheeze.
That was it. Space Jam.
So what made you watch it?
COVID.
I am big. That was supposed to come out in June.
I know, but there was
they
really...
They bumped it up. I was so grateful.
There's nothing else on.
I know, it's insane.
I couldn't.
Aren't you glad you watched it, though?
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, I watched more documentaries than I normally would.
Well, how many do you normally watch?
It depends. It has to be like something I'm interested in.
Except for the Dream Team.
There was nothing else on. There was nothing.
What's your favorite documentary? It doesn't have to be recent. Don't say Tiger King, please.
No, I can't. Although I don't like her. Nobody. Probably... what's the name of it? It was the one that happened in Boston about the labs. Oh, God. Why can't I think of the name of it right now? I don't know. Crap.
What did it?
It was about these different people who worked in the labs and ended up taking drugs themselves. And it all happened in
Are
Boston.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What?
I can't think of it right now. It's on Netflix.
All right. Well, I'll have to look.
Like,
that
it's totally stumping me. But it was like... one of them started taking stuff, and it went on for like years and years and years, and how they ended up addicted to drugs because they were working in the labs, like crime labs.
Wow. Did crimes suffer? I mean, not crimes, but did crime evidence?
No. But they, in the end, you have to watch it.
Yeah, well, don't give
you
away.
You have to
don't
watch it.
Away,
you have to watch it. Did you watch the Jeffrey Epstein one yet?
No.
Are you going to watch it?
I want to, even though you know how it ends, I guess. But
yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
I'm trying to think of a documentary because I forget the names. I'm always
that's
like,
why,
oh,
yeah.
The one with the, you know, the thing there.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm like, you know, the one in Boston.
You know, but at least that's something. I used to manage a video store and in Stoneham and or whatever.
Was it called Hightown? I can't remember.
H-Town.
No, was it?
Well, Hightown, H-Town.
So, oh, it's an H.
See? A little bit slow there.
But I know.
It's hot as balls, as we talked about.
It is.
But I worked at the video store, and people would come in, and they would say things to me like, I swear to God, I would get this. Hey, I'm looking for that movie, the one with the guy with the face. The one with the guy with the face. That's what was said to me. I swear to God.
Were they talking about Face Off?
No. I actually got it. It was, I forget what it was.
Mask.
No. You would, but that's the thing. You start there. You're like, oh, you mean Mask? No, you don't mean Mask, Rocky Dennis. You don't. What do you mean? It was a movie with Jay Leno in it. He meant to say the guy with the chin. And
it's not a mask.
No, it's not. That's but when you say the guy with the face, that's what you think of. But
it, what about the movie The Mask?
It wasn't that, but it was. But you're right. I was thinking Rocky Dennis. That was Mask.
Right. I would have went there.
Yeah.
Or.
With the Jim Carrey one you just mentioned.
Face Off.
Face Off. I like that movie, Travolta, and you don't. Your face tells me you don't.
I'm not a big, I don't know. I'm just not a big Travolta fan.
We don't have to be to appreciate
I know, but
the
like, if I don't like an actor or an actress, I just don't watch anything with them in it.
Well, you watched Face Off?
I know, but that was way back then.
Oh, before your hatred for John Travolta.
I don't have hatred. I just think he's kind of creepy.
Okay, based on what? Like, because
I don't know, he just does really weird things.
That's true. Well, that's true.
Like, you hear about all this stuff, and
but that's now though. When did you say, you know what, Travolta, I'm over you? What was it? Because you saw Face Off, so you got that far.
You know what? He ruined his image of.
Is it because it's from Scientology?
Yeah, probably that too.
Probably that too.
But no, you know what? I wasn't a big fan of him in Pulp Fiction.
Why? That was his big comeback.
I know, but I don't know.
Royale with cheese, you didn't like that?
No.
How about this?
He ruined Danny Zuko for me with that.
I was just going to do my Danny Zuko.
Ready for this? Ruined it. Ready?
But Sandy! Is that all right with that?
Yeah. I mean, how many times did you watch that movie?
Grease?
Yeah.
Well, willingly or... Because willingly, probably three. And all
really?
Time, all time, though, probably about 376. But three willingly.
How did you get forced into the other?
Well, you know, things happen. Life happens. No, I'm just kidding. Because I worked at a video store. I would play it. It was a musical. It was easy.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And everybody can watch it.
Yeah. I had a playlist.
Yeah. So that kind of, like, Pulp Fiction kind of ruined.
How?
I don't know. It just did.
Really? It was great.
I know. I'm not a Tarantino fan anyways.
But yet you watched Pulp Fiction. So you kind of...
I watch it once.
Oh, just once? That's all. You'll watch a horrible director's movie once?
Well, I was with a group of people.
Oh, see, okay, now it's down.
Like,
we're
I was kind of forced into it.
Oh, so you understand.
No Reservoir Dogs or Kill Bills.
Kill Bill was great.
Or Lost in Hollywood, whatever the hell that was.
I just saw that. I liked it.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I'm kind of a fan. I don't care. Like, I didn't see all his movies. I don't have to see his movies, but I like him.
No.
Just simply
I'm more
no.
of a Downton Abbey girl.
Downtown Abbey.
No.
I went to school with the Downtown Abbey.
Yeah, everybody did.
Yeah, right.
No.
And if you didn't, it was you.
Right. No. I like my British TV.
Why?
I don't know. I just love it.
I hate British TV.
I like the characters. I think the stories are better. Well, like, I don't know. They have more depth.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Are you out? I can't do.
You can't do the accent.
That was not even it, was it? But that's my impression of it.
But you like Tom Hardy.
Yeah, but when he's Bane and he talks like, what I did it last night. Did I? Yeah. What was it? I forget what I did. It was.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just, that's where my leanings are.
I don't, I tried to, like, I tried to watch Monty Python. I couldn't get into it. I know they're funny. People love them. I don't get it. And I always lie. Anyone who's listening now that I've said I like, yeah, because I just don't want to say I don't like him because you're
going to be looted.
You're outcasted. Yeah, it's like you don't like Monty Python. It, like they start quoting.
Oh, I know. Scene after scene.
I don't know anything.
Me neither.
I'm like, yeah, that's a good one.
But I don't like slapstick comedy.
Well, now we can't be friends now.
I know. Sorry.
What do you mean? Like, what do you consider slapstick comedy first?
Anything Adam Sandler.
I don't know if that's slapstick. Slapstick is more
it's
like
always that like guy. Humor.
That's
it's just
broad.
Like, ugh. Like, how many more movies can they make about that?
Well, he can make as many as he wants. He has a Netflix deal. He'll be seeing more.
Ugh, I didn't watch it. not yet. My
you
vote.
You didn't like Happy Gilmore or Mr.
No.
Deeds. See, I thought Mr. Deeds was a really good movie.
Nope.
Nothing. You don't. How many have you seen?
What's the one where he goes through school?
Billy Madison.
All right, I saw that one.
And that's it.
Waterboy.
You saw The Waterboy, okay. Why do you keep watching his movies if you don't like him?
Again, I was forced.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It was probably like a date or something.
Oh, I see.
So I was like, huh.
So you're pretending to laugh at Adam Sandler? Oh,
no,
that
I
Adam
don't even
Sandler.
Pretend.
You just say, screw this guy.
At the end of the movie, they're like, you like it? I'm like, no.
That sucked.
It sucked. Sucked balls.
I saw hot, sweaty, humid balls.
Balls.
Yep.
Ass crack, sweating.
Besides Tom Hardy, who is your actor that you'll see no matter what movie they do?
Let's see.
Or actress. It can be either one.
I don't know. Like anything Daniel Day-Lewis is in. I love him.
Do you?
Yeah. Really?
I drink your milkshake. Huh? Was that good?
Yeah, but he's really good. I like Eddie Redmayne. He's really good.
Eddie Redmayne?
Eddie Redmayne.
What is he, a lettuce?
No.
What are you talking about? Eddie what?
Eddie Redmayne. He's the one who did the Stephen Hawking movie. Now I can't think of it right now.
Sorry,
my brain's dead.
You can say whatever you want because I didn't see it.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah, Tom Hardy's good. You didn't even know he was in Venom.
Because I didn't watch the movies.
Well, what? You got to see Venom.
It's a superhero thing, isn't it?
So is Bane.
I didn't see that. We did talk about that. Wait, was he in the same movie as the guy who plays Tommy Shelby from the Peaky Blinders, the one with the
Peaky Blinders. Like I said, that's Chinese takeout. I have no idea. I want the Crab Rangoon, the General Gao, and the Peaky Blinders, please.
No.
That's called the number six.
Good Irish.
Oh, the Irish. Was that good? I don't even know.
You sounded like I'm Lucky Charm.
That's not what I was doing. That's my Irish impression. That's my... the magically delicious. Yeah, no, that's... I'm half Irish, too, so I should at least be half good.
Right, so why aren't you watching this? Oh, because it's the accent.
It is. And that's an accent in itself, by the way. I hate...
Subtitles?
I would do subtitles over accents 8 days of the week.
Like the Beatles?
Yes, exactly. The Beatles. Yes, absolutely. I would.
Why don't you watch the show with the subtitles?
Because I can still hear it. Would turn the volume down? What's that about? Mute. What's the point of that?
It's a really good show. You're missing out. They're making scally caps called the Peaky Blinder ones.
What is that?
The scally cap.
Oh, you mean the actual hat?
Yeah, hat. Named after the show.
The Peaky... But I don't know what the show is.
It's about an Irish family who are part gypsy who control part of Birmingham.
Alabama?
England.
Yeah, no interest. Unless it's New England, I don't really care.
What about reality TV?
Some. Not the crap like the 90 Day Fiancé. Screw that. No. The guy with the neck.
Don't dog that.
The problem is that I know these people because...
you know them personally?
Well yeah. I went to school with the with no neck. We called them no neck. You might understand that why.
Okay, so you won't watch that.
It's garbage. You know,
Are you going old school Survivor?
I love Survivor. I love Big Brother. Yes, I do.
Big Brother?
Yeah, Big Brother.
I don't think that ever, I tried to watch it once and it just didn't do anything for me.
Well, that's fair, I guess, but...
Okay, what other reality there? Sunshine?
I don't know. I'm not a fan. I've tried the Jersey Shore. I'm over it.
Mm-mm.
It's I'd rather a sitcom. Give me something with a plot. Isn't real life a reality show? And plus, they're all fixed. That's why. Once I found out they were all rigged, I'm like, oh, it's not even a reality show.
They're just way more fucked up than me, and it makes me feel better.
But they're portrayed. Well, that's hard to be, actually. Right. So that's a valid point. But they make you do stuff. The producers will egg you on. You can't tell me all these friends that have been like the Real Housewives. I used to watch them, some of them.
Which one?
I watched Orange County. I watched New York.
Uh-huh.
There was one season on New York. It was fantastic. It was Bethany and... There was this model chick, I forget her name. Lynn?
Kelly,
yeah. And they fought
Scary
everywhere.
Island.
And I'm like, these people, they bring them onto the show. It's like, oh my God, my best friend Kelly's coming on. You haven't mentioned Kelly for 6 seasons. How great of a friend can she be? And then they fight all the time. They that's impossible.
They have an episode called Scary Island.
Scary Island.
They still talk about it to this day.
That's the vacation, right?
Yes.
I saw that.
And she's like, go to bed.
That's what I watched.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. But then I'm like, what am I doing?
I don't watch him anymore, though.
No?
No, I
don't
know.
Didn't Bethany come back?
She came back and then she left again.
She left. I can't make up my mind. I'm just going to make some Skinny Cow. Is that what it's called, Skinny Cow?
Skinny Girl. Skinny Girl Margaritas.
Skinny Cow's an ice cream, isn't
right?
it? I
don't need ice cream.
They had a baby. You don't need ice cream. So you don't even need the flyers for Stop and Shop because cauliflower's everywhere. You just grow it.
Perimeter. Perimeter shop. If you can't get on the perimeter, you leave.
But of course you can go by the perimeter.
Right. Everything's
but
on the perimeter.
But you don't have to.
I know, but I don't want to go down all the aisles.
Why?
Because I don't need any of that shit.
Well, that's the... Okay.
I don't need... George, what am I going to get?
Well, you wouldn't know because you don't go down the aisles.
You have to make everything, so I don't want to cook. Well, that's I'm shit out of luck.
No,
I don't cook. So unless it's like a prepared, semi-prepared... meal.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
So you don't even, you unless
yeah,
all
I don't
just, all, well, all the meats are on the outside, right?
Right. But I don't buy them.
So what do you just, and window, unless, what do you, window shop? Hey, look at that. That looks good.
No, not the meat. Like, I'll buy a prepared meal. Okay. I don't want to buy anything I have to cook.
do you cook anything?
No.
You've never cooked anything?
No, I have. I just.
Just horribly?
I mean, I have two things I can make, and that's it.
What's your go-to?
Risotto.
You make risotto?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a tough thing, isn't it?
It takes a while.
Yeah.
You got to boil everything off.
But that's like a tough dish, isn't it? So yeah, how do you go?
You can't make it to school.
You went to school to make risotto. Yeah,
well, not school, but private chef taught me how to make it.
Oh, okay. Did you have to pay for this private chef? Or?
I did not.
Okay, understood. All right. But he taught you to make risotto, but not like a peanut butter jelly sandwich?
Oh, I don't eat peanut butter jelly.
Of course not.
I'm allergic to nuts.
Well, only the ones from the sea.
Only the shrimpy ones.
Only the sea salt, right?
Sea salt. No, no nuts. So I don't do peanut butter and jelly.
All right. Do you do tuna fish?
It has mayo.
So it doesn't have to.
Yeah, no.
I've eaten tuna fish out of the can.
Oh, my God.
I've eaten tuna fish out of the can on the can.
Chunk light.
That's what you got out of that?
Well, I'm just wondering. Chunk light or white tuna?
What are you, racist? It has to be white tuna?
I don't like the chunk light. That was like the crap my mother made me eat when I was a kid.
I don't even know what it is, to be
honest. Like the...
I just eat tuna.
It's like the brown looking one.
See, why racist? You're a tuna
racist.
No,
I'm not racist.
Well, you don't like the brown tuna. You like the white tuna.
I don't think anybody likes chunk light. There are very few people.
Oh no! The only thing I know about tuna is you don't get the one in oil. You get the one in the water.
I get them in the can. If I have to get it, I get in the package. Is not that, in a can.
Okay, so the package it comes, it's in water, not
right.
oil. Okay, that's fair.
But is it really tuna?
I don't
Why did they have to say dolphin safe? How many dolphins have we all been eating?
I don't know. I had a dolphin in Barbados.
You actually ate dolphin?
Yeah, well, I didn't catch them and cut them up and take a bite. I had dolphin, but yeah, and people freaked out because they're like, I'm not eating dolphin. I'm like, bring it over here. It's
was fantastic. It dolphin fish?
I don't know.
No, it's a dolphin fish. I don't think you actually had dolphin.
What do you mean? Why?
There's a fish called a dolphin fish.
Well, that seems like they can't do that. Didn't the dolphin copyright that? They can't?
They should have. Trademark.
Yeah, like I can't say that I'm a lobster, right?
No.
No.
You could be a shrimp.
Well, some would say I am.
No.
So maybe I did have dolphin fish, but why did they freak out, though?
Well, did you tell people that you had dolphin?
Well, no. It was on the menu. They were serving dolphin. I don't know that it was dolphin fish. I don't
Who
know.
Freaked out?
People. They thought they were eating flipper. So maybe they didn't know. I just didn't care. I had already eaten mine, and it was delicious. So I said, well, I'll take
it. Was it a whitefish?
I don't know.
Well, if it was more like dolphins.
This was years ago.
They're hot, warm-blooded animals, so they're going to have like muscle and things like that.
Well, I didn't.
They're not going to be a whitefish.
This isn't like a lobster where you put it in a pot and you rip it apart. It's given to you on a plate.
Do you eat lobster, though? Will you pull it apart all yourself?
I don't know how to.
Huh?
I don't know how to.
You've never done that?
No, I have. I don't know how. My mother would, she would, on my birthday, she would do lobster. My birthday is in November, so it was a good time to get lobster, apparently. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I don't know why. But,
I don't know.
But basically what she would do is she would open the shell, she would take everything out, and she would put it in a bowl of butter and lemon, and that's how it was given to me. So I never had
to.
So
she cracked everything open for
you? Yeah, everything.
Oh, boy. And then you got lucky.
Yeah, very. And then I went down to Bonnie's parents in Florida, and
they wanted you to do your own shit.
We had lobster, and I'm like, what's
going on?
Who's
going
to do this for me? Like, what?
My mom always did this for me.
One of you guys didn't get the memo because I don't know how to do this. So they taught me like as we were going along, and I just couldn't do it.
Did you suck the stuff out of the legs?
I did. Apparently you don't.
No.
My mother eats like the tamale. The only rule she has is you can't eat the poop shoot. That's it. Take out that thing and get rid of it.
She eats everything
from the root of the tuna.
What?
Yeah, I know.
I like either claw or just tail.
Yeah, well, no. Like. Yeah. So you like the regular stuff.
No, I'm not digging for anything. I'm not cracking anything. I'm not sucking on legs.
It's not worth your money if you don't do that. You have to eat everything.
Get a lazy man's lobster.
Get a lazy man's lobster. See? No, that's what I'm talking about. This,
right. So everything's done for you.
Well,
just like your mom.
Just like I was going to say. Now you're complimenting me for being smart, apparently.
Just like your mom.
I knew what I was doing.
My mom cracks all my lobster for
that's
me.
That's right. That's right. But I just never did.
Plus, gets it for my birthday.
Plus, I think she would eat the crap that I don't like.
I think it's too much work.
Exactly. I'll pay the extra money for you to do it for me.
How much would you pay for a really good like lobster meal? Like you're going out for the night.
All right.
What's your limit?
I don't know. See, I don't know what the market value is. It depends on this and that and that. Like, I'll go to Tommy Doyle's at Sidelines. That's in Brockton.
Mm-hmm.
And for $20, you know my Facebook profile picture?
It's you with a lobster roll?
That's Tommy Doyle's. That's 20.
Is that all year round?
That's 20
Or is it just seasonal?
No, I think it's on the menu as $20.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And you can have it warm, or you can have butter or mayo. You don't have to get it because I thought
butter on the roll.
No. The warm lobster, as opposed to the lobster salad.
Oh, the chilled. Yep.
You can have it either way.
For $20.
Yeah.
Is it tail or is it just claw?
I don't ask questions. I just say, give me the lobster.
Tell?
Can I tell? No, it's gone in 3 seconds. How am I supposed to look? I can tell you 45 minutes later, maybe, but I mean, it's not like corn where it builds itself back up and comes out whole.
No, see, I'm not, I mean, claw's okay, but everybody wants tail.
You can go for a piece of tail right now, Shannon.
Oh, dear. Some of the things that come out
of my
mouth.
Once again, you've crystallized my thoughts. Yep. I'm going to move some tail tonight. Lobster? Yeah, lobster, right. That's
everybody
what
wants it.
I meant lobster. Everybody wants lobster. Except for that woman at your bar there.
Sea salt. I'm allergic. I'm going to die. Please fucking do.
Do us a favor. Open up a seat.
And then, you know, the next thing. Can I have some water with some extra lemon? Can you bring some sugar packets over too?
Sure, so you're making Kool-Aid, basically.
Sure thing. You can make your own fucking lemonade.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what you said.
Do you want me to bring more lemons for you? Fuck.
We actually have lemonade, Karen.
No, but that's, you know, $2.62. Yeah. She's going to make her own lemonade.
She brings her own little kit.
With her 18 packets of fucking sugar. Can you get me some more? Why not? You know what? I'm going to save you all this trouble.
Yep.
I'm going to buy you goddamn lemonade.
There you go. Here you go.
We're done with this.
It's on the house.
I'm not coming back. You're not getting a refill. Go away.
I would love to read, they probably have it, but a book about...
A burn book.
Yeah, exactly. Just no names, just situations, just so you're not holding back.
No.
I would love... Did you ever see the movie Waiting?
Yes.
Is that true? Is it accurate, I mean?
It's close.
It's close. Okay, so
it's close.
It's based on fact.
There's a lot of times, and I don't think people realize sometimes how difficult they actually are. Yeah. Like, you know, you'll go up to somebody's table and you'll be like, okay, you're going to have this, this, and this. Okay. You know, everything's all set. You bring out their food and they're like, can I have an extra side of ranch? It's like, no, I don't have 24 other people here. Why couldn't you have asked that for that before?
Yeah.
Like those little things.
You knew you wanted extra.
Yeah.
Ranch.
You know what I mean? Like a lot of people won't say it because they think they're going to get charged for it.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's nickel and dime sometimes. Wow. It's crazy. It really is.
I'll always get extra blue cheese with my wings, and I don't care if you charge me 75 cents.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me either.
I'm getting it.
I want it. But I'm going to let you know now.
Yeah, I'll do you the favor. Can you go back there again and come back
over here, and you have all this going on.
And then
over
she'll
here.
Order another drink when you come back from that trip. And then, right. I mean, I do see it when I'm out.
Do you want
annoying.
Another drink? No, I'm all set for right now.
Yep.
And then she's like,
Excuse me.
The snap.
Yeah, the snap is the
worst. And you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Can I kill you now?
So you were made for customer service, basically.
Absolutely. I love people.
But I did notice that people do that. They'll snap. I'm
snap.
Like, oh,
or hey.
Yeah, if you ever snapped at me, I'd just be like,
get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Go, like, would you treat somebody in your own house like that?
Exactly.
And then go away.
I am always pleased, thank you.
Yeah, and you know what? And anybody who is serving you and you're appreciated and everything like that, any server, bartender, anything like that will go the extra mile.
That's what it is.
Because you've actually made the whole situation easier.
You know what's funny? It's about this. This is a true story. And I don't do it because I figured it out that it works, but I don't abuse it. I really do this. I'll always say, if you walk by, excuse me, I don't drink.
Right.
Can I get another Coke? Whenever you get a second, no hurry, just whenever you go by.
No
absolutely.
Deal.
It comes in 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Yep. It's,
but if you did the snap.
Exactly.
Hey.
Yeah. No, definitely.
You can definitely, and you know what? We will sit there and be like,
yep, my shift's almost over. Yep.
You'll get you a Coke when I feel like it.
But it's true. Like,
but it's kindness
nice.
All the way around.
Yeah.
And you'll always get good service if you're kind.
And I hate the attitude, well, I'm paying them.
Right.
That doesn't make it right to treat them like...
No, but you made the choice to go out to dinner.
Right.
Nobody made you go there.
No.
And then there's a whole thing that happens when you go out to dinner. Someone serves you.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of their job. That's why you're going for the service, the amenities, everything like... Because you don't have to do dishes. You don't have to cook anything. Your meal is going to be out in 20 minutes, no matter what you order.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And everything's right there. That person's working their ass off.
Yeah.
So, you, I mean...
They all are.
They all, yeah. I just can't even imagine what it's going to be like with masks and gloves and parking lots.
I saw a picture today from, you know, Vegas just opened up.
Yeah.
excuse me, and they had two showgirls in their whole uniform, and not uniform, but like the what are they called? The ostrich, the whatever they are. Yeah. And they had the masks on, and it just cracked me up because I'm like, this is.
But doesn't that ruin the whole?
I guess I don't know what's under there.
But if they're up, I don't understand. Like if they're up there, they've kept the seating capacities down. They're not even coming in contact with you. They're probably more than 15 feet.
Well, they are, but people don't care up there now. They're going crazy.
Oh.
I see. It's like the beach. You see pictures of the people at the beach, and it's like, yeah, I don't care. This ocean will kill every germ there is because that must be what they think. Because there's no.
No.
There's no social distancing, and there's no...
I think people have reached their limit.
That's what it is. They're going crazy.
I think people have just like, you know what? I've done it long enough, and now if I get it, I get it, and fuck it.
Get it over with?
Get it over with. Let me get it so I can just... I can go on with my life.
Someone presented that... I think it was a baseball organization. They presented it with... Hi. Hi, how are you? Dog.
It's a puppy.
What's that? This is the man cave. Yes, I invited Shannon into the man cave.
Hello. Oh.
Oh, show dog.
Best in show.
You too. Stay dry. It's pouring out. Not now it isn't, but it's still raining. Yeah, this was like doing this in the garage. You just, people come by.
People come by.
You say, hey, how's it?
You can make it part of the whole thing.
I don't mind it. Like, I think it's kind of cool. Like, the train that went by, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they heard it because it just masks a lot of things.
I didn't hear it this time.
It went by earlier.
You can hear it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I know we heard it, but I don't know if, like, it'll come off. Because
hello?
That's why I didn't acknowledge the train. I don't want to draw attention because I did the last, the thing I did in the other podcast, I did the train get by and I went, oh, here's a train. And then when I listened back, I didn't hear the train, so I basically just drew attention to something
that wasn't even there.
That's no idea what's going on.
Hey, do you see my zit? Hey, do you see my zit?
Exactly.
But nobody sees it. But you're the only person who sees
it. The emperor with new clothes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
It's funny.
I got a zit. Do you see it? Do you see it?
It's right there. See?
Right.
It's right
there. Did you look?
Look closely. Yeah. No, I had no problem with quarantine. I really didn't. I kind of enjoyed it. Really, it's.
I feel like I'm. In prison.
Do you?
See, yes, I hate care. It. I'm a person who has to get out of the house every day, but I have to be super careful. But
you could go out of the house.
I went on my horses. I went to the grain store.
You did your
thing. I mean, I did my thing, but like, I also like to go to eat or go out for the night. Or...
All right, but I mean, is that the worst thing in the world to see your bank account stay steady and climbing when you're...
No, but I miss the socialization aspect
That's
of
fine,
it.
Yeah. But I mean, you can still call people. I mean...
I do. But it's nice to be able to sit down with everybody, have a get together, have a cookout, or you know what I mean, things like that.
I agree. But what's it been? 2 months?
Three.
Is that really that much of an inconvenience to not get a disease, a virus that could kill you?
I don't know.
People that do. I get it. I respect it. You see Vanessa Hudgens?
I get it.
Vanessa Hudgens. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I get it. I respect it. It's my favorite line.
I respect the virus.
That's so great. She's so great.
I get it.
And then she goes, oh, I should have done this. She was wasted.
But I'm over it.
That's fair. That's fair.
So many things have been canceled for the summer. 4th of July, the fairs, all the things that you do all summer long.
Do you know how much money I made over the 3 months that I was out? I got everything. I got refunded so much money for stuff that I had planned.
For like concerts and things?
Rooms that I rented. I rented a room in REO Speedwagon was going to be at, I know, I shouldn't have led with REO Speedwagon, but they were going to be at Hampton Beach a couple weeks ago. And I got this place. It's on some HGTV, one of those things, but it was one of those, hey, beachfront property, whatever. I don't know what it was, but it was advertised. It was really cool. It was awesome. So I rented a room for 2 nights because the concert was on Wednesday. So I get up there Tuesday, stay Wednesday and Thursday and come home Friday. And it was expensive because it's that place, but I paid it like so long ago.
You're doing
ago.
It like the premium time,
yeah,
things
it was
like
just,
that.
That's what we're going to do. Well, it wasn't like that. It's the property itself because it was advertised as seen in episode 32 from season 5. Yeah, whatever it was. But it was awesome. It wasn't just your dump on the beach or whatever. It was really cool. And I got that money back. I got the concert tickets back. I got...
Did you get a refund or did they give you
take credit my account? I'm never going to have to pay a credit card bill for 7 more years. That's why I started this podcast. I got all this money back.
You got all the money back. You got all kinds
of
equipment.
I was like negative $30,000. So I'm like, I'll buy some equipment. but honestly, like I didn't realize how much I had spent because I did it not all at once. I don't do it if I can't pay in full. I don't want to do it. So I paid everything in full, but at different times. Like they announced the 2020 concerts in 2019.
Right. They put out the schedule.
Yeah. And I got the REO Speedwagon tickets in like January or something like that.
How big was that venue?
The venue?
Yeah, for REO Speedwagon.
It was the Hampton. Oh, sorry, you're a South Shore girl.
There are a lot of people going to this concert.
It was almost sold out. Yeah, by the time that, because I kept looking because
is it like a small one? Like it's 500 people.
You ever heard of the Hampton Beach Bar and Casino?
Oh, they were at the casino?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just wasn't sure if this was like some little outdoor music circus.
No. Oh, okay. No, this isn't, you know, down at the gazebo down at the Halifax. It was, I couldn't even think of that. I was going to say the gazebo in Wakefield. You wouldn't get the reference. But all kinds of concerts. What else? And things like I was going to Bellator fights in Connecticut.
Right.
And I got money back for the tickets and the room. And then I was going to see Dave Matthews Band in Connecticut. Actually, what's today's date? Or like in a couple of weeks, I'm supposed to be going to that.
How far out of things canceled? Are we talking November?
Summer. No, not yet.
Just the summer.
Because I still have Joe Rogan tickets for October that haven't been canceled. You just made a face. You want to go.
Love Joe.
Yeah, I'll tape it for you illegally, of course. But so Dave Matthews tickets, Mohegan canceled everything. Well, everything. Of course.
Yeah, everything's gone.
So I got, and I forgot that I rented a room. I was calling.
You're like, I'm rich.
Because it was funny because I knew I get the money back for the ticket. Well, I parlayed the Matthews tickets until next year. But I was calling just to cancel the room just out of a courtesy saying, hey, listen, I'm not going to be, my key concert's canceled. I'm not going.
Right.
And she's like, okay, well, we'll refund you the, I'm like, whoa, what do you mean?
You're not going to hold it for me and make me use it another time?
But I didn't know that I paid it. I forgot. I was under the impression that I was holding it with my credit card until you
showed up and everything like that.
That's right.
But you're not heartbroken about all these things being canceled. Like, that's your thing in the summer.
I know, but it's well, you do what you got to do. I mean,
I want to complain about it.
You can complain.
I'm just really sad because there's things that you look forward to, like almost summer traditions.
You'll get them back.
With this bullshit, who knows?
Sure you will. Come on. You never had something happen to you that was unfortunate? You break a leg, you can't leave the house for 3 months, and you don't. You can sit there and cry about it.
End to it. There's we don't know if there's an end to it.
Sure there is.
When?
There's an end to it. When?
When?
Thursday. There's an end to everything.
There is an end to everything, but I don't know. I just feel like this keeps going on.
We're already on to phase two. Right,
I'm waiting for phase 10.
Of course you are, but you have to start at phase one. That's how the numerical
that's
system
how it
works.
Goes.
Yes, we'll do it in Roman times. This is phase II. Okay, once we get to phase IV, we'll have the what'd you say?
X.
You
10.
Want? You want? Okay, good for you.
I want to get to 10.
I'll take the IX. But it's. You just do what you got to do. I mean, you can cry about it and complain about it.
Oh, I don't cry about it. I'm still out bopping around doing my stuff.
I just love the people, and I don't know how many people are like this, but like, they're taking away my freedoms, blah, 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 blah. You do what you have to. It's called common courtesy to everyone else.
It's it is common courtesy.
I don't want to wear a mask, but I have one in my car for when I get out and I have to go into a store. I know you have to wear a mask. You can't make me wear a mask. No shirts, no shoes, no service, right?
Right.
How long has that been around?
Now they have it with no mask, no shoes, no shirt, no service.
but nobody complained about shirts and shoes.
No.
I mean, it's your own. Then don't go there. It's your right not to go there. But
no, you can pick and choose where you want to go.
Don't walk in there and go, I'm not wearing a mask. You can't make me. Well, yeah, they kind of can.
No, they can. I complain about everything. I'm like, oh, where is it? Where is it? Where's my mask? Like, it's almost like, do I have my keys?
Your keys.
My keys.
I don't know how you got here.
But no, I'm like, oh, do I have it? Did I bring my mask? You know what I mean? And then you're like, all right, I got my mask.
Yeah.
Well, like even your wife last night, we're going to pick up pizza and everything like that. And she goes, I don't have my mask. Can't go in.
Right.
Ha.
She sat in the car.
Yeah. Right. She was like, yes. So but it does. It's almost like, I don't think I've gotten used to the fact that I have to bring it everywhere with me. So then I have that panic moment. So now I have a bandana.
Yes,
in my truck.
Guys, nice.
You know what I mean?
But that's fine. That's what I'm saying.
Doing what I have to do.
Exactly.
But I do. I want some things.
You've been
summer things
for 3 months, not 3 years.
It feels like 3 years.
It might.
I'm a child.
It might.
But I want to whine.
But guess what? 3 years from now, you're not going to remember this. I'm not saying you won't remember COVID-19. You won't remember sitting in your house wishing it was phase.
I mean,
X.
I still don't. I don't do that. But I'm. I would like to be able to.
We all would. But you just do what you got to do.
Right. I do. I head out and I do what I want to do. But I, I would like some of the summer things back. I can whine.
It's only June. Last time I checked,
everything's canceled.
It's not even summer. It's actually still spring.
I know. June 21st.
See, it's not even summer.
I know.
People do that all
the
time.
I'll complain June 22nd. They'll start
winter. People start winter in September and then complain in December. This is the longest winter ever. You started 4 months ago. Start when it starts. Don't start in your head. You get this in your head.
It's summertime.
We had a 90-degree day. Oh, it's summer. No, it's not. It's just a hot day in spring. That's all it is. It's not even summer. You complain about wasting your summer. It hasn't even started yet.
Right, but I'm already worried about what's going to happen.
See, you can do that, or you can just go, you know what? This is great. I get to stay in the house. I'm not spending any money, so this is fantastic.
I have to leave the house every day, though.
But you can. You can.
I know, but I'm one of those people who have to leave the house every day.
But no one's stopping you.
No, I know. But I would like something to go do other than clean paddocks.
But
I don't want to clean horse shit every day of my life.
Well, that's what you get when you buy horses.
I know.
Horse is.
I wish I had other options as opposed to cleaning horse shit every day in my life. Well, like, you know, some things. You don't miss that. You know, being able to go out and do whatever you want.
I do what I have to do.
If
me staying in is going to shorten this, that's what I'm of the. If you want to go out and then extend it another month,
right?
It's kind of selfish,
right? I'm not going anywhere that I shouldn't be going or I have to go. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah,
like I'm not. Whoop.
Right, but people are, and that's the point. It's these all these protesters. Did COVID-19 just went away?
Magically, one day, gone, poof.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I guess I'm going to go protest tonight so I can hang out with everybody.
I don't understand that mentality. I understand people have been very creative in all the things that they've done over this COVID.
True.
You know, nonsense. Whether it be something that they do media-wise or via like streams and live streams and podcasts, that people have been able to see so many different things and socialize in so many different ways. There are other ways to protest with people other than gathering a million people together and all standing.
And burning down Dunkin' Donuts. There's one in Abington.
Shame.
Habington. Monday night. They're going to be... Did you come that way? Did you go by the Dunkin' Donuts?
No. I came in that way.
Do you know the...
Yeah, I know. The one on the corner?
That intersection, they're going to have a protest Monday night.
On Monday night?
Yeah. Are you busy? You have plans?
No, people got to work.
Well, don't go. But my point is that...
No, I wouldn't go.
No, I know you're not. But my point is that Monday night, they're going to be there. And all I'm thinking about is, are they going to destroy Honeydew, Mary Lou's, Dunkin' Donuts, Dairy Queen? That's all there in the corner.
You're shit out of luck if that happens.
Those are my favorite places in the world.
Don't let it happen.
I'm going to go there just to protect them.
I'm here.
Yeah, but you saw the Brockton Dunkin' Donuts, right?
I did.
The guy put himself on fire. That's how. I mean, he left his house with a water bottle full of flammable liquid. Like that. That's a conscious decision. Not saying, you know what? Oh, I just found this. Let me throw it. Not that that's right either, but you left the house. That's intent.
It's intent.
That's not a protest. That's a criminal act.
I support anybody who wants to protest about anything. Because
me
we
too.
Live in America.
But do
it's
it
freedom
right.
Freedom of speech.
Do it right.
But don't go to the point where there's destruction of property.
Exactly.
Or you're hurting someone, hurting yourself, you know, causing absolute chaos. That's not a protest.
Protesting is not
a
right to steal, too. All this looting, like what? I know looting's been going on forever. I know that. Yeah. But it doesn't make it right. It's not like, oh, well, first of all, if you protest, you got to bring, you know, flammable liquid, you got to loot. No, you...
What are the loppers? Yeah, yeah. To break loppers.
It's like, I mean, I don't mind people protesting at all. Just because I don't want to doesn't mean I don't think they should.
I believe in that freedom. I believe in that right.
Of course.
But when you turn it into a riot.
Yes.
When there's people getting hurt, destructions of properties, destruction of vehicle, you know, like just all that craziness that goes on. You're like... Okay, yeah. The intent of what this was all about has been completely lost.
Exactly.
Completely lost.
No one loves a quiet riot more than I do. I mean, come on, feel the noise, really, is what
I'm
saying.
The mask.
He did in the thing. That's right. That's right. He was in a straitjacket with a mask. But that's my problem with it. It's like if they just protest and walk, march, I don't care.
But look at what the people were able to do in Italy. You know, or everybody was singing on their balconies. Everybody found a way to communicate with each other.
Yes.
Every day at 7 p.m. in New York, everybody claps for first responders and everything like that. There's ways to do things in groups.
Yes, absolutely.
That doesn't jeopardize you, doesn't jeopardize me, my family, or anything like that. Because you go out and do all this and you hang around with a million people. Then you come into Shaw's.
Because it wouldn't be Stop and Shop.
Right, no. But you come into Shaw's, you know what I mean? And masks and everything like that. It's not a guarantee. You know what I mean? So then, again, you're just taking it and you're just like tentacles. Everybody's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No.
So no?
No, it's a hard no. Not to Shaw's.
I know. And by the way, big, I love Rex Chapman. He's, do you follow him on Twitter? He's got these, he sends out all these videos. Like he's got his big catch caption is, it used to be block or charge. It would be like basically guys getting hit in the nuts and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like that. But now it's like, this is the Twitter content I'm here for. It's, you see the people that are, that's how I found all these videos. Like I know they're everywhere, but I get them from Rex Chapman because he just, it seems like they all go through him. All these.
I don't Twitter.
You don't. Oh, that's right. I forgot. You don't.
I'm not a tweeter.
I don't Twitter. I don't look at flyers. I don't tweet. Is it tweet? Is it show me your twits? What is it?
Tweets.
Oh, hey. Run the gamut. But yeah, God bless Rich. He has everything. I don't know how he gets it all, but he does. He's a guy who used to be a very good basketball player, a very good college player. He was actually the first person drafted by the Charlotte Hornets. Back in the day when they first, that's basketball, I know. But actually,
I'm making a scrunchy face.
I know you are, and it's not attractive. And
see my zit?
Yeah. I can't not see it now. But he got into drugs, I believe, got into some trouble. He went to a little jail time, I guess, but he's turned his life around, and now he's making, I bought one of his T-shirts, Block or Charge. It's got the logo on it, mm-hmm. and the time I bought it was, it wasn't always this way, but he was doing stuff like portions of it, if not all of it, goes to this. So I was going to buy it after the pandemic because, you know, Richard, right. You think it's going to be, what, like 2 weeks? I'm out here in 2 weeks. This is great.
Right.
But then they said all the proceeds are going here or some. I forget what it was. But so I'm like, I'm going to do it now then.
Right.
So I agree with, you know, helping out and all that stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I believe that too. Absolutely. But.
Yeah. I mean, but if you're, it's selfish to think that you shouldn't wear a mask because it's my rights, blah 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 blah. And if you push it back, it seemed like it was getting.
I don't want
back
to do this every, any longer. Yeah, than I have to.
Nobody does. It could have been if everybody, in theory, if everybody stayed in their house for 2 weeks. In theory, it would be over in 2 weeks, right?
You'd hope.
Well, wasn't that what they said? It takes 2 weeks to get out of your system. So anyone who has it, or anybody who, it would go away in 2 weeks.
Well, they lied.
Well, maybe, or people just didn't comply.
I don't know. I think people did a really good job in the beginning.
In the beginning, sure. But if they stuck around for more than two, if they did it for more than 2 weeks, it wouldn't have to. Cases keep coming because people weren't doing it. I get you have to go shopping, blah, blah, blah. Can't get enough toilet paper. How many dumps are you taking that you need 30 million rolls of toilet paper?
Well, my whole thing was, oh my God. Apparently everybody's asses are going to be on fire. Seriously, might want to get some hemorrhoid cream too. Because you're going to have issues.
I can't sit down. I'm sitting on a rubber, one of those donuts. That's what I'm sitting on right now.
Septic companies are doing really well.
Right. No, it's like, I just couldn't believe the things that people were, yeast. I've never bought yeast in my life.
I've never bought it. Ever. And I wouldn't even know where to find it in the grocery store.
Well, because it's not there. But Bonnie was going crazy. She's like, I got to get yeast. I'm like, for what?
What's happening?
Get an infection then if you need yeast. I mean, it's homemade.
Don't.
You know? It's you want farm to table, right?
That's right, what it farm is. Farm to table.
That's what, it, that's what it is. I think, right? Bake a loaf of bread. Bake go for it. I get the jelly and the peanut. Well, no peanut butter.
No peanut butter.
I get the jelly and the fluff.
You know, that's a really farm.
Well.
Fresh.
Yeah, that's right. You know? Air it out a little bit. It's good. Let it rise. Scoop a little off. There you go. There's a loaf of bread.
I think quarantine hoarding and buys were really weird.
They were.
Like, 1 week it's toilet paper, yeah. Paper towels. You couldn't get hand sanitizers, wipes. Okay,
but
I get that.
But you can understand that, right?
I understand that.
I don't understand
but
bread.
But, like, ice cream?
Yeah, well.
You'd walk down the whole frozen. What is going on?
Well, you don't walk down the frozen aisle, though.
No, but I go on the outsides and I can see.
You can see.
I did take pictures of aisles at first.
Because you've never been down. I'm like, I can't go down there. I got to take a picture.
No, because they were just empty. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but like ice cream, cheese.
Cheese.
I was a little upset about that.
Well, who wouldn't be?
On the perimeter. But like milk, eggs. I mean, what are you people doing? What is
bacon cakes?
Bacon cakes, bacon bread.
You just said milk and eggs and yeast.
No, but I didn't like, and it's weird what people were buying.
Yeah.
Like everybody bought all the strawberries. You know, like you walk in and there's not one goddamn thing. They're like, you got the ginger root left.
Right. That's it. That's all you got.
That's it. It's, you know, it's like the very strange. But a lot of people did say that all the vegan, all that stuff, that was all left over. I was like, have fun.
There were some funny memes with that.
Yeah.
No one's that bad that they're starting to eat vegan food. They're still holding out.
Yeah. No. Did you have a quarantine by yourself? Like something that you were like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself.
No.
Not one.
I just went with it and couldn't.
Not one.
Couldn't have cared less.
I bought a cat waterer.
A what?
A cat bubbler.
Do you even have? Oh, you do have a cat. That's right. Yep. I'm sorry. You bought a cat bubbler. So that. But that's not.
It was my quarantine buy.
But how do you benefit from that?
My cat does.
But that's your cat's buy then. What do you? What
I know,
did you?
That, I guess I was generous in my quarantine.
Yeah, I guess
buy.
So. I'm feeling generous today. Cat, you benefit.
You're gonna get a bubbler.
You know that water the way you used to drink it? Not anymore.
Not anymore. You're getting the fancy.
Is it like a hamster one? Like when they?
No, it's a little flower and it, like a little fountain and there's a filter in there and.
I gotta get one of those.
Yeah, it's kind of like a. Has a little nice sound to it.
Oh, it's soothing too.
It's soothing too.
Okay, all right.
It's all nice. Right.
All right.
I mean, if you don't want to use it as a cat water, you could always use it as like
I'll
a...
I'll just drink it. I'll use it as my water. I'll put...
There's a filter.
See? There's a filter. How bad can it be?
Like, you can get a little Dixie cup.
Nice. as long as there's Dixie cups to be had. I heard those were going out of style.
Are those quarantine things going
yeah.
too?
We need Dixie cups and toilet paper. You do
no,
the math.
Actually, a lot of people did buy Dixie cups because they were planting seeds.
Planting
Everybody's
seeds.
Everybody's doing their own garden.
Oh, good Lord.
Victory Gardens.
I bet you can get beets, though. Beets is the worst thing in the world. Yep, see, I'm with you.
Oh, no. Did you ever have to, like, force to eat them?
Yeah, I couldn't leave the table until I was done eating. What's that about? I'm not sitting here all night. I'll sleep here. I don't care. I'm not eating beets.
I used to feed it to the dog.
See, I didn't have any. Yeah, I wasn't that smart.
Well, one time I didn't have a dog either, and I stuffed it in a couch. And I was a little, no, like, it was like, no, a recliner. And I stuck all the mashed potatoes down there. I'd be like, I'm all done.
Gone.
It's gone. Well, yeah, when it started to smell in the kitchen, my mother.
You didn't think that through, did you?
My mother had to throw up the
You just
recliner.
Had to go. You just want to get off the chair. I'll do
I'm
whatever.
I'm out. But I had the little kids table. Do you have one of those? We weren't allowed to sit at the table. We had a little kids table.
For Thanksgiving or Easter. When I was with my grandparents, I had the little table.
But like on average, you had to sit at the little kids table.
Not on average, no. I was the oldest, so I wasn't.
I was the oldest too, but I still had to sit at the little kid table.
Well, they hated you, obviously.
Yeah. Probably. I'm adopted.
Now, hold on. See, let's test this. There's a train. All right. Now, I'm saying there's a train. When you listen to this, you may or may not hear the train, but you know there is one. So this is a test.
Squirrel. He's lying.
Yeah,
there's
right.
There's no train.
Now I hope there's a train.
It's kind of like that's it.
No, yeah, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
That's funny. What are you going to do? The first thing you're going to do when we're at phase, whatever it takes, where we can do whatever we want.
Well, because there's so many things that are still not going to be open.
True. Well, I'm talking about when everything's...
Open?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
phase 10?
Yeah, phase X.
Phase X. I'm getting a pedicure. I'm getting my eyebrows waxed.
Yeah, they need it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just kidding.
They are. They're so bad.
Yeah, they look
But anyways, like eyebrows waxed, pedicure. Like, I'm not going to go crazy. Out to dinner.
You're not getting the Brazilian. That's what you mean? You're not going crazy? What does that even mean?
No, not yet.
In Brazil, they just call it a... What do they call it in Brazil?
I have no idea.
The usual?
They probably don't even
the
do
norm?
It yet.
Some Imagine that.
Bullshit.
They get all winter bush in Brazil.
Up here.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't be... That would be funny.
It's like, oh, you didn't know? You're dumb American.
Stupid Americans.
Stupid.
I always do that accent when I do that. Back in Russia. Did you ever watch Glow? That's what you should watch on
Is
Netflix.
It funny or is it sad or what's...
What?
Do any animals die?
No.
Okay, because that's like a requirement for me to watch something.
That an animal dies?
No, that it doesn't die.
No,
like there's no...
No animals are harmed in the making of
this
show.
Is it sad?
If you'd let me finish, I'll tell you.
Okay.
it's Glow. It's the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. It's based on... Remember Glow? Do you ever grow up with... No. Look at that face. I can tell the answer.
Did you see?
Don't play poker, because I will take all your money.
I know. I'd be like, what? Squirrel, help.
And it's got Marc Maron in it. It's got Alison Brie. It's got Betty Gilpin, I think is her name, and other
Doesn't
people.
Doesn't Marc Maron have a podcast?
Yeah, it's called WTF. He does it where? In his
garage.
Ooh. Oh, you definitely hear that. I don't care how much filter's on the phone, on the microphone. You definitely heard that. That was almost an accident. That person couldn't turn right.
I know.
And Glow, it's this. I think there's three seasons. It's going to be a fourth one. Obviously, filming was harmed. Filming was harmed in the making of the movie. And
it was harmed.
It's funny. It's really good. But she becomes this popular. It's based on the actual Glow. We were around for the actual Glow, the Gorgeous.
No,
the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling is a real thing, and it started out as like a hokey thing, but it took off because it was so over the top that people loved it. I watched it.
How long did it last for?
Not that long. I mean, it wasn't good. It was more like, but it was on at like. To punish them, they put it on like Saturday night, like after Saturday night, like 2 a.m. on technically Sunday, like one of those things. Like it was on, like you get home from going out Saturday night, you'd watch Glow. Because it's on.
Isn't that when wrestling, all wrestling was on though?
Yeah, but this is different. This is like hokey, like they weren't good at anything.
They weren't good at anything.
No, but that's what people loved about it. It got good ratings.
It was like cult rating.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Like a cult following.
Yeah, it was actually. Like, I didn't watch it religiously, but I watched it enough to know the people. I can't remember the names now, but they're all big. I remember Mount Fiji. She was this big Samoan woman, and she was awesome. She was a fan favorite, I believe. But they have Alison Brie plays this character, and she turns into the Russian. They had a famous... Excuse me. They had a famous a character, the Russian. I think her name was Nanushka or something like that. Yeah. It was great. But she did the back in Russia. Like that was her accent. Like me doing accents is actually what she was doing.
The bad American Russian accent.
Totally. Why is it that you Americans, like it was just, but it was funny. Like Glow, it's funny. Alison Brie is great in it.
So maybe it's something. Huh? I'll watch. Maybe it's something I'll watch.
Well, you watched The Last Dance. You didn't care about basketball. And this is fictional, but based on fact. Like, it's not, you're not watching an autobiography. You're not watching, you know, it's based on Glow.
Is it drama or comedy?
It's both.
Okay.
It's both.
So the story's
both. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
And they're filming another season. Well, they're postponed, but there's another one coming out soon. And it's one of my favorites.
Are they upping it, like, earlier because of this or no?
No, well, they're not done filming season. Yeah, once they film, once I'm sure they'll get it as soon as they can, because it is actually a pretty popular show on Netflix.
I've heard of it, but I just
yeah. It's Glow.
It wasn't British.
No, it's not. That would be Blow. The British Ladies of Wrestling. I don't know if they want to call it that or not. But Boston George. Remember that? We saw Blow, right? The movie. Johnny Depp.
The one about the guy that was from around here. He was from South Weymouth.
Yeah. Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz. Paul Rubens was in it. Pee Wee Herman.
Really?
Yeah, he was good.
Like, not funny.
No. Well, he was funny, but not intentionally. No, he was good. No, he wasn't playing Pee Wee Herman.
No, I know that.
Yeah, he was good.
Huh? Does he even do that anymore?
What? Go to the?
Is he like Pee Wee Herman?
I think so. I don't know.
Hmm.
I'm not really sure. I didn't really follow his career.
I didn't know. I know he whacked off somewhere and got caught something.
It was the appropriate place. It was a porn theater, but...
So what was the problem? Why can't he just whack off where he wants to?
Well, you can't... Well, did you even hear your sentence? Why can't I just whack off where I want to?
Isn't that the whole point of going to this?
Well, I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know if that was acceptable. Well, obviously, you can't because
there's been plenty of people that have been caught there.
Well, they got away with it. That's why.
Who else did it? Oh, Hugh Grant. Didn't he get caught?
Hugh Grant did?
I think so. Or maybe he picked up a hooker.
Yeah, he's the hooker.
I can't remember. Who else? Well, oh, shit.
We're just running down celebrities.
Right. Did it? Nope.
Yep. Nope.
No, but there are other people who have been caught doing that. And I don't understand. Well, if you're all going to the same place, we're all doing the same thing. Like, you make the choice.
That's like saying, listen, if we all gather together in the garage and do meth, it's okay because we're all together.
No.
We're all adults
but
here.
But what if it was just socially acceptable and like that's where you went to do it? You're in a safe place.
Well, that's a great...
You're in a safe spot.
I'm glad you started with what if, because it's not.
But it could be.
Well, maybe in Amsterdam. Is Amsterdam the place? Where's the place where they get away with murder?
They get away with murder?
No, it's a figure of speech. It's not real.
They get away with a lot there.
Yeah, Amsterdam, right? Is that where people go?
They have like...
Hostels. Everything. Hostels.
They have hostels. Everything's
Yeah,
like,
so that's where you want to be.
They get taxed on everything there. Everything's legal.
Yeah.
They're taxed.
But yeah, no, you can't sit down in a theater and
I'm sure you could. I bet you there is one. I'm going to Google it.
Okay, that'll work. That's
Can you imagine what would come up?
Yeah, you better be careful what you're Googling because you're going to get these ads on Facebook as soon as you do. You're going to get blow-up dolls on your Facebook feed is what's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I don't Google anything anymore. Because
you don't?
No, well, I'm exaggerating. But
a lot you don't?
You should see how much stuff I get for this equipment. I get ads for microphones every day of the week. On
because
Facebook.
You Googled it?
Because I wanted to do some research on it, yeah. Which what do I want to get? What's the best by? What's this? What's that?
I don't think I'm going to Google jerking off Amsterdam or somewhere.
You probably don't want to do that.
No, I don't think I want to even see the results.
Just make a phone call. Let's call somebody.
Who am I going to call?
411 information.
Hello?
That's what it's about. Excuse me.
It's Shannon. Again.
Again. Shannon, we know.
What is it now?
See your number. What do you want, Shannon?
You just called 10 minutes ago. I know. I'm trying not to Google because I want shit up on my stuff.
Right? Remember 411, though?
Yeah.
That was the thing. And
that is that even exist anymore?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Does it?
I don't know. I've never had any reason to call it.
I don't know.
Give it a shot.
I am. Hold on. Where's my phone?
Shannon dropped her phone under the thing. I heard it. That was early.
I haven't used 411 in so long. So who? Mm. What do I ask for?
Well, find out if it exists first. Dial 411.
Hold on. I'm going to try it.
Little Mermaid. Huh? What are you, six?
My nephew picked it out for me.
Oh.
I do like the Little Mermaid. Okay, 411.
You sound like my mother. When she put it on the phone, she goes, 617. Does it work? Hey, put it to the microphone.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't work.
Well, I heard something.
No, it would say your call won't connect right now.
Oh, okay. Did you dial 1-411?
1-411.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna dial 911. 1-911. Did you dial 1?
Yep, exactly. 617-911. Remember when there wasn't area codes? Like, my number growing up in Woburn was 933-6405. My number in Stoneham was 438-1968. And then it became 781-438.
Yeah, I remember. Mine was like 3, because we lived on the Bridgewater, East Bridgewater line. So we had an East Bridgewater number.
Best of both worlds.
I couldn't even call Bridgewater because that was when it was considered long distance.
Long distance. It's 3 feet away.
I'm calling across the street.
Right.
Hey.
Yeah, exactly. So you roll up your window.
No, it was long distance. Remember that?
No.
Oh, you don't remember? I do.
I grew up in the North Shore. We didn't have East and West Bridgewater.
Yeah, but the next town over. If you call them,
I don't know. I just call people. I don't know.
We didn't have the long distance coverage or whatever we had.
If I wanted to call Florida, I had to use long distance.
No. I'm just saying it was going. Your mother. You don't remember when your mother would be like, "Don't call. You can call after 9 o'clock."
No, I don't remember that.
What?
I don't remember that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Remember, you had to wait until after 9 o'clock to call long distance?
I don't remember.
And long distance could be the next town over.
See, that's what I don't remember. I don't remember long distance being the next town over. I remember having to wait to call another state. I don't remember having to call, or maybe I was just in the middle of it. I don't know. I never had that problem.
Really?
Yeah. Are you making this up?
No, I swear.
That sounds odd.
No, because it would be like, you got to wait till after 9 because there's no long distance charges.
Is this that Bridgewater Triangle thing? Is that what's
Maybe.
Going on?
I've never been there.
You've never been there? What do you mean?
No, like then those swamps and things that people check. Yeah. No, I'm not doing that.
No. You like that stuff. I don't want
like the witch things and Satan and whatever. I don't know. There's all kinds of shit that people talk about. I don't want any part of it. What I don't know, I'm way better off. I don't want to know about aliens. I don't want to know any of it.
Ignorance is bliss, right?
What?
Ignorance is bliss.
It's absolute bliss.
That's why
it's absolute bliss. I haven't watched the news in weeks.
What do you mean you haven't watched it?
It'll just pop up on my phone.
Oh, that's fair. I don't watch the news either.
I don't watch the news or any of it. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know because...
But you find out. You don't even have to watch the news.
You don't have to watch the news anymore. Everything.
Put on Facebook. Someone's going, guess what happened? It's
like, you're like, oh, up. I know.
Nosy Nelly, settle down.
Nosy
Nelly. I don't know, it's raining out.
Thanks.
Look, it's raining out, everybody. Is it? Thanks.
Yeah. You know what the weird thing of it is?
Look, snow. Thanks, dummy. Like, I don't have a window.
But do you go and look?
Oh, no, no, no. You know one of the best commercials ever? It was for Siri. And what's her name? New girl. What's her name?
The new girl?
I can't think of her name. She was the It Girl. Yeah, the new girl. This TV show, The New Girl.
Oh, Zoe.
Zoe Deschanel.
Yeah.
She took her phone and she went to the window and she went, Siri, is it raining outside? She's looking out the window. It's a window, not a door. It's a window. She's looking out the window. Is it raining outside? I love that commercial so much.
I can see that though. People are just.
Are you kidding me? No,
I can see people doing it.
Looking out the window, wondering if it's raining.
Have you ever looked for your phone when you have it against your head?
No.
I have.
What do you, like, staple it to your head? Don't you have to be in your hand?
But, like, I'll be talking, like, or something like that, and then I'll be like, all right, I'm getting ready to do whatever. I'm like, oh, shit, I can't find my phone.
And it's in your hand. On your. You're talking. Listen, I got to call you back. I got to look for my phone. All right. I'm not surprised. Why am I not surprised though? Like, I'm not laughing. It's because I'm like, yeah, I can see that, Shannon.
No, it's happened. Okay.
Do you know where your sunglasses are right now? Oh, you did.
Oh, because I was like, oh, are these my reading glasses or my sunglasses? Because most times I have both of them on. Funny. And then I'll go, I can't find my glasses. And everybody's like,
I have that problem with my sunglasses. I have Oakleys, and they're the kind that they have the baseball players wear. That it's it's like one thing. There's not like two circles or. Yeah. Sometimes I forget they're on. Like, I'll be in a store and people will be looking at me. I'm like, what? Like, dude, what?
What's the matter with you?
Yeah, and you got your glasses on. Well, I forget they're on because of that though. Because
they're so comfy and you're just like, yeah, whatever.
I do. I've done that a million times.
I forget just because I'm so used to picking them up, putting them down, picking them up, and I don't feel them up here.
You pick things up and put them down.
Exactly. But no, I lose shit all the time.
Yeah.
My, you know, keys.
Keys, right.
Keys a lot. My phone.
That's probably good. That's what we should do with you, would keep you inside. Just take away your keys.
Take away my keys and my phone.
Just yeah. So you can have your phone.
I can have my phone?
Yeah, well,
I'll Uber.
Let's see. Well, and that's another thing. Who's doing Uber now?
I don't know.
I don't know how many people. It's more than 6 feet from the front seat to the back.
No, are they even letting you Uber?
I don't know. I have no idea. I think so.
But if you went to a protest and you need to ride home?
See, that's who you're going to call.
You're going to need Uber.
Yeah, well.
Or Lyft.
Or something.
Whatever it is. Have you used either?
I've never used either one.
I've used Uber.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it as advertised?
I don't know.
I was going to use it in Vegas, but I was like, you know what? There's a cab sitting right here.
Are there still a lot of cabs there?
Well, I was there 5 years ago, so I don't...
I think that whole cab business has gone like...
I don't know. I've seen cabs out.
Where?
They're still angry. On the roads. What do you mean, where?
I don't see them at all.
You work in a barn. You go to a barn every day. Who's...
I go to Boston.
You go to Boston.
But I don't see cabs.
How often do you go to Boston?
5 times a week.
Now?
Yeah.
Now you do.
Yeah. But no, I mean like going out.
Yeah.
I went to a play in February and I didn't see any cabs. No, I mean when I went outside and got something to eat, I didn't see any cabs. Like, there was no cabs.
Were you looking?
Yeah, because then I counted all the Uber people.
You count Uber people?
All the Ubers were lined up for everybody to like get picked up out of the play.
So you go to a play and all you remember is sitting outside counting Ubers?
No, that was after the play. The play was lovely.
Because you were looking for a taxi, couldn't find what you were, and you were noticing all the Ubers.
No, I was going to walk down the street anyways. But I just was like, I was amazed at how many people utilize it and not cabs. Because I don't see cabs.
The ease factor.
Because you can go.
Yeah, you do everything online.
Can you get a cab online? Do they have an app for that?
I don't know. The cab app. That's why I was looking for it in Vegas, because it was the ease of it. You set it up. Well, you know how to do it.
Yeah.
And so does everyone else. I'm probably the only one that hasn't ever used one. But the ease.
It tells you when it's
coming. Because now people don't want to talk to anybody. They just want to do everything on their phone. Dunkin' Donuts, you can order... And not even see it. You just walk, you order it online, get there, go in, grab it, and walk out. People don't interact with people anymore, despite what we're doing right here.
I know. I was just thinking, I mean, yeah, I guess people don't interact, but...
No, as little as possible, only when they have to.
Then why is everybody bitching about being at home? They're perfectly fine.
But they're bitching on Facebook.
Right.
And they're not talking to people.
That's true.
You're interacting for my fans.
My fans. Have you posted many things on Facebook during this whole, just you like things that you normally post or anything out?
No, not really. No. I try to. I go on. Sometimes I'll go on like 3 days in a row. I'll post something. I'm like, I gotta calm down because I hate seeing those people. I hate seeing these people. Not these people, but the same post every day. Like this. Like, cause first of all, like, I don't have access to all of my friends on the Facebook feed, anyways.
Right.
For whatever reason that is. Mm-hmm. But so it's now I'm seeing like the same people, the same thing. Day 33. Really? I can do the math too, friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but sometimes.
Listen, friend, I know what day it is.
There are some guilty pleasures of people that you're like, I can't believe this.
That's because they're train wrecks, though. There's a difference.
Right.
Yes.
And you have to kind of like enjoy that. Because like watching a reality show. They're more fucked up than you.
Full circle. Look at you. Look at you.
But yeah, they're more fucked up than you.
Yeah, if you can believe that, sure. No, but
it's Facebook real.
No, that's the thing. It's no. No, it's not.
No. No, I don't think so at all. I think it's just... It's a one-up Joneser type thing. Like, absolutely. Keeping up with the Joneses. Absolutely. I got my picket fences over here.
Yeah, I love the people... I've had enough. I'm leaving Facebook.
No. All right,
then go. Go. You know, you don't have to say it. Just do it.
And then they get 75 comments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you got to scroll through those.
I do every one.
So don't I.
I always look for the same thing. This isn't a plane. You don't have to announce your departure. But it's right. You just go. If you're really going to do this, it's like those people, and I hate to say this, but I know this for a fact. If you're going to commit suicide,
do it.
Just do it. I'm going to kill myself. Really? Go ahead. I dare you. You're not going to do it. Because if you're going to say it, you're not going to do it. It's a cry for help. You're looking for,
right.
you want
looking
the help.
Help.
And I don't mean to disrespect to anybody.
No.
But that's a fact. If I'm going to kill myself, you're not going to know it until you find me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not going to tell you I'm going to do it. Because then there's the chance you'll talk me out of it. If I really wanted to kill myself, I don't want to be talked out of it.
Right.
If you do want
to the cause,
that's one thing I do is I commit to the cause.
You commit to the cause.
But if you're looking for attention or you're looking for help and you do it, that's all it is. You're not going to announce it. I don't announce I'm having a pizza. I just eat my pizza.
Sometimes I do.
Well, that's probably a bad comparison then.
Because I'm announcing what I'm eating.
That's right. Hey, everybody, look at this.
I'm having a pizza tonight.
It's funny because I'm the guy who posts my food on
You do.
Facebook.
You post all your food.
That's right. So it's like
you're a foodie.
I'm kind of contradicting myself.
Right. Exactly. You just like totally lied. Liar.
I just compared a cheeseburger to killing myself. So that's
right. That's a stretch.
You know, well, indirectly, I guess cheeseburgers would kill you.
I don't know.
But that's the point, though. Like, I'm leaving Facebook. Then, no, you're not. You're not leaving Facebook because you've already...
Because you're going to read all the comments.
You'd already be gone. And then they comment after, like, the 81st one.
Thanks, everyone.
I thought you were going to go.
Thanks, everyone.
I've changed my mind. You guys are the best. Just shut up.
You guys are my real friends.
Right. You don't even know half of them. Just go. Just leave.
We're Facebook friends. That's the only way I know this person.
Want to know a funny story? I went to school with a girl. I won't say her name. But she was a grade ahead of me. And... I became Facebook friends with her, you know, as you do, everyone. And I went to Chili's in Reading. I know you don't know where it is, but it doesn't. Yeah. And she was there, and I walked up and I said, "Hey, how you doing?" She goes, "Hey." I'm like, I know you. We went to school together. We're Facebook friends." And she's like, "Oh." I'm like, "Are you serious? Like what? Like my high school was not
that big.
No, I don't believe it was. But I was like, are you kidding me right now? Like I know we're in different grades, but we're there for 3 years together.
Really? How many people do you think were there? Because people come up to me and be like, oh my god, hey, how you doing? And I'm like,
well,
I do a lot of that.
Yeah, well, that's where I was going with it. Yeah,
like oh crap,
big guy, crap. What's up, chief?
Or even like people have been like, oh, I sat next to you in homeroom. Well, that's a year.
Well, see, now that's a problem.
But I don't know. I just I spend a lot of time in my own little world.
That's all right.
Sometimes
your own little world is better than the real one.
It wasn't necessarily like, hey, I didn't think you were a worthy person. Yeah,
no, I know.
But it's just like
you didn't know the person.
I don't know who the fuck you are.
See, I guess I just kind of knew everybody in high school. Maybe not very well, but
right, you knew who they were.
Yeah, I mean, I had two TV shows in high, and well, one TV show in high school, one after. I emceed the carnival ball, so
they knew you.
Well, I don't mean it to sound like that.
You
but,
were
but,
known,
but I don't mean it like that. No, but point being is that yeah, like I played sports. You
were around enough. You were involved in enough things.
Exactly, and that's the point I'm making. So I kind of
not to be involved.
You were doing the opposite. You were like, right. I don't want to be on your TV show. I will not go to the carnival ball.
I skipped a lot.
Okay, well, there's the answer.
Right.
But in that instance, I wouldn't expect you to know who I was. But this girl was also kind of popular.
Part of that whole...
Yeah, not in the same grade as me as I was, but she was popular as well. So I know she knew me in high school, just like I knew her in high school. It's not an ego thing. I just know. You just know people.
You just know. You can recognize that person. You had enough classes together or whatever it was.
Yeah, I just knew who she was, and I assumed she knew, but she was like, oh, hey. I'm like, what? What? Seriously? Like, I kind of...
But I hate to say that. I'd probably be that person. Like,
but that's different, though. Okay, you just said yourself. You did a lot of skipping and not paying attention to anything.
No. So I tried to be there as little as possible.
Yeah. But, you know, that's all. It's just fine. Talk about Facebook friends.
Facebook friends. Forever.
Forever.
Forever. The best ones.
How long have we been doing this?
Oh my god,
long time. All right, Shannon. Anything else you want to say? This has been. We'll do this again. I definitely want
all right
to have you come back and.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Well, it's time. Now I know it's time to go. I've bored her to death.
No. I'm just getting used to this new schedule, getting up very early, and I got up early today to get all my errands done.
Oh, okay.
Just like you.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's right. Back in the day when I could go out and do my errands.
Right. So no, absolutely.
All right. That's great. Thanks for listening, and Shannon will be back in future episodes.
Absolutely.
No schedule, but when she wants to be here, she will be. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.